Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. And now, play ball. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a pop-up towards the mound. Pappas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is called out on strikes. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Seaborn reaches second base with a double. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Pappas reaches second base with a double. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pappas moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Pappas scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Seaburn hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowens hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kurt Palfari now playing right field. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Orsino hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson who is chasing the ball. Orsino reaches third base with a triple. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orsino scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pappas bunts towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Blair steals second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Davey Johnson now playing second base. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Pappas covering, for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Powell reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Powell moves to third. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Seaburn hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Powell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Orioles. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Orsino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Orsino. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Orsino steals second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pappas hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson throws the ball into Scourin who tags Blair trying to return to first, for the out. Orsino scores. It's 4-0, Orioles. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Powell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Robinson fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Robinson. Robinson moves to third. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Seaburn reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. It's 5-0, Orioles. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 1 in the game. Bulfari hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Bulfari reaches second base with a double. Seaburn scores. It's 6-0, Orioles. Russ Snyder pinch runs for Kurt Bulfari. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Orsino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Jackie Brandt now playing left field. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Bob Locker. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Johnson catches it and throws to first to double up McCraw. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.